I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you. All right, we'll get to all our bets for tonight coming up in a little bit. We will take your submissions, you, our listeners and viewers. What's the best board game of all time? Alex, pop on here. What was the impetus for this? Alex sends us like a lot of like great topics every day for the show, both sports and non-sports related. Alex, you sent us something earlier about Clue. Like, what was it? Then we were like, hey, let's do best board game ever.
The story was Sony has signed a deal to make movies and TV shows based on the board game Clue. So this is where today's topic came from.
But,
Who even knows what Clue is anymore?
Have you seen the Clue movie, the one with Tim Burton playing like the butler?
I remember it. I remember it a little bit. Yeah,
it's actually like legitimately great. Like, it's very, very, very funny.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. So like, we should like, that's like a, it's like a niche like kind of successful movie that probably shouldn't be replicated. I feel like the idea that like, well, we should do more.
Depends on how they're
that.
Doing it. So, well, yeah. Is it going to be like serious, like a whodunit basically? Where if they do it right, it might be pretty cool.
A series, though? So, like...
Series, I don't know about. Do you want to hear something really nerdy? Do you want to hear something really nerdy? I don't even know if this is nerdy, because I was really young, and I was saving this for the end, but we could touch on it here. Also, just to get this out there, for the people on YouTube and Twitch that are watching the show right now, also, I tweeted this at the Costos, what's the best board game ever? Is it Clue? Clue made my top five list. I used to love playing Clue back in the day, but what is the best board game ever?
Master Detective? That's the derivative of Clue, where you get even more rooms and more weapons. I like that even more than the original Clue. Master Detective is excellent.
Yeah. I feel like I stopped playing like Clue, and like I haven't played board games in a while, but I feel like now like Master Detective sounds right up my alley.
Well, this was like when we were teenagers. This is not a new development.
Yeah, I never heard of it. No, I'm saying like I wasn't playing board games at that point, really. But like now, if I like
more characters
to play
with colors as names. You know, just instead of six of them, let's have eight. Let's have nine. I forget what the extra weapons were that they added. So, like, what were the original weapons?
Shotgun, wrench, pipe, knife,
candlestick,
revolver.
That was always very classy.
Oh, and the rope. You know, to strangle people with. So what was it, like piano wires, like garrote people with?
In Master Detective, poison was definitely one of them.
So love that, okay.
And I can't remember if there was a bonus weapon. I'm sure there was. Love revolver. Be like, it's so much classier than writing gun. It's like,
gun, just write, absolutely.
Revolver. Ooh, sounds classy.
My problem with board games now is that, like, the people that I play with, like, don't really, like, they play to play. And I play to win. Yeah, and I get, like, ostracized for that because, like, I try and, like, win the game. And, like, that is why I play, not to enjoy myself. I enjoy myself if I win. Like, if I lose, I don't have fun. And I feel like a lot of people don't feel that way when you play a board game. So it's kind of like that's my board game experience. Maybe why I don't play as much anymore. So in the chats, let us know your favorite board game of all time and why you like it. We'll read them at the end of the show. We will drop the dope-ass beat momentarily and start giving you our bets for tonight. We'll talk more about the NFL draft this hour as well. Just wanted to sneak this into the show, though. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted this while we had Matt Moore on last hour in the last segment, that Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati Bengals star pass rusher, has requested a trade away from the Bengals. The long and short of it, wants more financial security. The Bengals are about to pay Ja'Marr Chase an absolute boatload of money. They're paying Burrow a boatload of money. They're not going to have the money to pay all these guys, which is something that we've known for like a long time, that they're going to have to make some really tough decisions. So Hendrickson now joins T. Higgins as players who have demanded trades. My guess is, and it's an informed guess, I think I'm going to be right, is that the Bengals are not going to trade either player, and we'll try and win the Super Bowl this year with both of them, with an unhappy group of players who want to make more money. And Ken, like, maybe it works. You do have Joe Burrow. Or, like, maybe this could be, like, a bad brew, a combustible brew this year for the Cincinnati Bengals in a really, really, really tough division.
Oh, a bad Bengal brew? Oh, man, that sounds great. Triple B. Yeah, I just... the Bengals are going to be really tough this year because... just a handicap to figure out. They're going to be rated really highly. They're going to be one of the favorites to win their division. They're going to have a really high win total. Their schedule breaks very easy versus the other teams in their division. Their schedule overall is very difficult because they play in the AFC North. But versus the other teams in their division, they actually drew easier than you would expect for a team like with this expectation because of how they played last year and how the division broke and how the other teams, all this stuff. So they drew pretty easy where they could win a lot of games. And Burrow could win MVP and play really well. The thing that kind of hangs me up on them as like what you're talking about, this like let's go all in and let's win the Super Bowl, is the defense was an absolute disaster last year. And I don't think that's just because like Burrow got hurt and the team fell off a little bit, whatever. Like they were in the hunt for the playoffs going into the second last week of the season. And like the defensive numbers are way where like Lou Anarumo got, you know, heavily praised for those playoff appearances multiple years. Just like the numbers just aren't very good. And whether Hendricks is there or not, like a team that's, I mean, realistic offensive projection, you know, like definitely like top eight and could be better. Realistic defensive projection, 20th at best. Okay, what is that team? That's a 10-7, 11-6 team that doesn't win the Super Bowl. That's what that is. And, you know, it can be different than that, but like I would not go into this being like, wow, like Burrow's back, want to bet him to win the Super Bowl. They can win a lot of games. He can win MVP because they win a lot of games. I've always kind of viewed them as like, they're going to win a good amount a lot of the time. There's no way to make any money on that, and I don't want to bet them to win even more than the market expects. I'd rather bet them to either win less or definitely bet other teams to win the Super Bowl.
I want to break in here before we do the, before we get to our bets for tonight. Third overall pick market, Ken, at BetMGM. Drake May, minus 150. J.J. McCarthy, plus 130.
Yeah, I mean, this is... So, one of the offshores that deals this closed third overall pick and stopped taking bets on it. And I don't know who's doing every single bet at every single sports book or anything like that. My guess would just be this is almost like the whiplash from what happened in the offshore markets, like hitting the domestic markets, which is at the offshore markets 2 hours ago, McCarthy got jammed to go third and his under got bet a lot and still minus 200, minus 210. And that didn't hit the domestics right away. That's usually how the draft works with this stuff. Stuff will get bet one place and it'll take at least a little bit of time to move to the other places, whatever the action is. And there are people that'll see it at one and go bet it at the other. That's why. And my guess is part of this is just that I called it whiplash, but just like people like seeing it in one place and being like, well, wait, my book has this and finally betting it. And so you end up with this kind of like 2 hour later, it's almost like an aftershock, right? The initial earthquake was the offshore moving. And now the aftershock is the domestic moving right after it. There's no new info. It's the same stuff. I think there was like a Patriots beat reporter even that was like, maybe McCarthy like kind of floated that a little bit. This is all like, it's all still under the category of nobody knows, though. Like, let's be really honest. No matter how confident you are that Jaden Daniels will be the second overall pick, and maybe we're more confident in that than the other stuff, it's not known by basically anybody, at least outside of like the inner circle of the Washington Commanders yet. And if it was, it would be a way bigger price. He reopened minus 750 at this offshore. So like, I think it's what everyone expects, but we're not in like Caleb Williams territory yet, which means that we're 26 hours away from the draft, 25 hours away from the draft, really, or the market's closing. Usually closes at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern time, that we just only know who the first pick is. And we still don't know anything else. And everybody's just guessing still. Everybody's just guessing still. And that's really fun. And it's fun to do a show while that's happening. It's also like, so what the hell do I, like, you're listening, like, so what do I bet on? Like, what are the bets? And look, this event's only going to get tougher as the years go on to answer that question. Soundly, I'll tell you, I bet McCarthy's under as part of the wave of everybody betting it.
Me
with
too.
With the idea being, and look, like, there are still some places, I think, where it's minus one something, but this is, like, starting to really, really go. But we did this earlier in the show. The idea being, like, if two is remotely in play still, and three is remotely in play still, now two, three, four, and five all have probabilities attached to them with him going. And okay, like, add all of that up and do some like back of the notebook math, and the under should probably be like a pretty big price now. If three is going to be even like a possibility for him, if two is still going to be even like a 5-10% possibility for him, you just add all that stuff up, four and five with trades, you end up with a pretty big price on under 5.5. Doesn't mean he'll go 5, 4, 3, 2. Doesn't mean he'll go any of those spots. Just, like, you try to do some back of the notebook stuff, and I think a lot of people came up with the same math.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I'm not trying to paint myself as like a big-time insider who like knows all these things that people don't know, but we know like a little bit as to like how this stuff, at least a little bit as to how this stuff happens. I said this to Ken before the show started. Like, if people knew how dumb a lot of this was, I think they would be like really shocked. Like some of like the
where
the move,
steam
the
comes
that,
from,
correct.
Where line like, movement comes from,
how
absolutely.
Stupid some of this stuff. Yeah. And this isn't like betting games. Like, this is, you have the answer to the test, or you don't, or you think you have the answer to the test. Like, that's what it is. It is just...
Really, it's people think that the person who says it has the answer to the test, and how much do they think that person has the answer? And it's when we're saying it's stupid, we're not saying the person is stupid, or the...
Correct.
In any situation, the person is not stupid, or at least, like, we don't think they're stupid. It's more just like, okay, are they respected like enough that they're gonna put it out there, and other people are gonna really jam it, or are they gonna put it out there and everyone's like... Yeah, great. What? But like, it's in this case, people were willing to run with that info, and hopefully they're right. Because like, I'm sure a lot of people are betting probably too much money on stuff that they think is a sure thing or very likely to happen. And look, we've been through this enough. We've been through it where we had the goods. We've been through it last year where we didn't. And I feel like last year we did a good job of being like, look, like this is all really like you, we don't know. And I don't think a lot of people know, even people that like kind of think they know. And look what ended up happening. Like Stroud 2, trade for 3 for Anderson, Levis out of the first round, Carter doesn't go 5. I mean, everything gets nuked right off the bat. Everything everybody thought got like completely crushed. And a couple people had it, but most people didn't.
Yeah. And so again, just to reiterate this, we're 25 hours away from markets being closed for the NFL draft. We only know one thing right now, which reminds me of like the one thing commercials that we used to run during the breaks back in like another lifetime. One thing, Jewel used to shoplift.
Here's Jewel like shoplifting bags. Right.
Or like here's, was it Machine Gun Kelly or like some, I don't know who it was.
G-Eazy?
Right?
It was G-Eazy, right?
yes, excuse me. The other white rapper. My
bad. Yeah,
it was
G-Eazy. Yeah. Like here's G-Eazy on Machine mental Gun health. Kelly. Yes. Yeah, I'm surprised the clip didn't start with like, whew. Well, guys, yes. Let me tell you about what's going on.
Oh, man. So, listen, we only know one thing. Just one. Caleb Williams is going first. It's that one thing that's got us
Caleb
tripping.
Caleb Williams is going one. We're on for 4 hours starting at 3 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. We know two
can't
things.
Wait. All right, let's clear the dope-ass beat and start out talking about some bets for tonight. Right now. I got a note from someone being like, how come you're not doing the elongated now anymore? So figuring I'd throw it in a couple more times today.
Oh, nice.
Once a day, you, our listeners and viewers, you can play the free BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. You play as the point guard, pass the ball to Kevin Garnett, Jalen Rose, or take it to the hoop yourself. If you score the basket, you win a prize. Details can be found on BetMGM.com. Download the BetMGM app and start winning with the King of Sportsbooks and BetMGM offering an extensive menu for you to bet the National Football League draft. Let's start in the NBA here, Ken, and maybe probably only have time.
Am I allowed
what do you got?
Again?
Yeah.
Offshore.
We need like the draft music. We need the music here for this kind of stuff for tomorrow.
Offshore that takes rebets reopened 2 and 3 now, finally. 2, Daniels minus 750, May 5-1. 3, May, this is really interesting. So there was... there's actually an arb in this market literally right now if someone wants 9 cents. Anyway, May minus 185, 3. So there was a lot of buyback on him. And if you want McCarthy to go 3, you can. And that, again, so think about the rebound effect. I think about like the aftershock. So now that hit the domestics. Now the offshore is going back to heavy Daniels again, or heavy May again, excuse me. And now you can just, again, you could just play these two against each other again the other way. You could just do that. Then you don't even need to have the goods. You know what the goods are? You winning, which you guarantee by clicking two buttons. McCarthy, yes, 3, plus 194 to juxtapose that to like what happened to some of the domestics about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago. So we got reopen on 3. The updated draft position at this particular sportsbook for J.J. McCarthy, 5.5, still juiced a lot. Because I think this is why you and I bet this, I think, too, where it's like, well, if it's still possible it's 3 and it's 4 and 5 in a trade, then I still like under 5.5, whether he goes 3rd or not. Under 5.5 minus 216 at this particular point.
Wow. What would the rock band Queens of the Stone Age say about the number 3, the 3rd overall pick in the draft?
No one knows it.
We get these bets to place now. JJ third, neighbors fourth. It's a great song. Like they didn't really even have like another good one after that. I'm shocked that like that bass line hasn't like lived the way that the Seven Nation Army bass line has. Anyway, Random Thoughts with Nick Costos coming up next. All our bets for tonight, NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.